Okay, today is Das Samach Zion. Believe it or not, we're way behind. We went Samach Vav and Aleph by the Mishnah. Hopefully we'll catch up, because Samach Zion is not such a... Hopefully we'll catch up, because Samach Zion is not such a... it's actually a little... We're going to get off the topic of Sphira and Darshan and Chadash for the day. We'll get back to it tomorrow. So, here we go. We'll learn today for Chush Lehm, for Shoshana Bakhti, about Rachel Devorah. So the Mishnah says on Samach Vav Manal, Katsruhu, they would cut the wheat, not the wheat, barley. They would cut it in the field, Vinatsnuhu Bekupos, and they would put it in baskets, Vehevi'uhu La'azara, they would bring it to the Azara. Now this is going to be a technical machloket, what they did with the wheat, with the barley. A technical machloket, it doesn't really. Now the first time is going to say, Rameir, Vayu Mahav Havin Oso Ba'ur, they would. Toast it. They would toast the barley while it's still basically in the chaff, while it's still connected, you know, just stalks of barley. They would toast it already. The lekayim of mitzvah kali to fulfill the mitzvah of being toasted. Divrei Rav Meir. The chacham omer, no. First, they would get the barley out of the stick, out of the stalk. First, the kanim with reeds, ube kolchos. And with different kinds of reeds, chod v'noso, they would bang out the barley. Kedei, shlo yisma'id. They would use softer kinds of reeds, so they shouldn't crush the barley seed. Then, nasnuhu la'abub, they would put it in a pipe. V'abub hayim nukav, the pipe had holes. Kedei, shi'or sholet b'kulo, so that it would be toasted evenly. Shatruhu ba'azara, they would lay it out in the azara. Baruch v'nashev espo, and the wind would cool off the barley. Nasnuhu l'rechayim shel grusos. They would put it in a rechayim, a mill of grusos, of beans. Says Rashi, shelo yehei tichunos dak. It shouldn't be very finely ground. Ela ava, but it should be thick. Why? Kishikein derech hasolet. That's what you do to flour. The grusos, hainu lashon greasin, it's beans. She tochtin behen pulu, they would grind greens, beans. Ve'ein motzia ela haklifa benafa. Magrina, that's a whole complicated thing. Anyway, they would do it. Why did they do it this way? Because the pasuk says that it should be geres karmel. What's geres karmel? Coarse ground. It should be coarse. Not so fine. After the gazek is fine. Then, botiu mimenu, isaron. They would get isaron out of it. Why? What's an isaron? So according to Reb Chaim Noah, it's 2,500. Tamach mem kuf. Some kind of measurement. According to the calculation, it's 4,100. Must be some kind of measure of today's weights and measures. Grams, milligrams, whatever it is. Amazing. Chaim Noah says 2,500, he says 4,100. It's a huge difference. Right? Anyway, Shumanafa Vishlosha Etre Nafa. They would, it's a gigantic foothill here, trying to transfer the Isaron into modern day. Okay. They would sift it with 13 seeds to make it fine and more fine and more fine and more fine. Vashar, listen to this. Vashar, this is what we spend the whole day on. The rest, the leftovers of the, you don't need all that to bring a carbon mincha, Omer, we'll do the rest of it. Vashar, the rest of it, nifte, they would redeem. Vinecha l'chal adam, you can eat that. That's not kadu, that's not kadash. V'chayiv, v'chala, you have to give challah still. Why? Because we're going to learn that you have to give challah on fully. You don't have to give challah of things that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And upatim ben ha-maiser, but there's no maiser under. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva mechayiv v'challah u'b'maiser. Rabbi Akiva would say, no, you're chayiv v'challah and you're chayiv v'maiser too. Tanar Rabbanan, now we're going to learn the process of aviv. What does aviv mean? Aviv means the first shoots. So aviv is the first shoots. Rashi says, Klomar, gracious kathir, the first harvest. Kaloi means toasted. Ba'esh, malamed, shahay yisrael mahafatid oso, ba'esh, the lekayim mitzvahs, kalodim for a mayor. What the Mishnah said, the mayor said, you toast it while it's still on the stalk. The chachamim omrim, ain't lashon, okay, there's a huge gears of change over here. Ain't or lashon kali, no. The H doesn't have anything to do with the word kali. Ella, Davar Acher. It means something else. Ella, meaning Davar Acher. The roasting has to be in another something. What's that? Another kli, which is why Remeir can't be correct. You can't roast it. You can't take a stalk of barley and toast it while it's in the stalk. It has to be done al yedei Davar Acher. What does that mean? You put it in a kli. That's why the Chacham held, you put it in a pipe, roast it in the pipe. Correct. Correct. Yeah, they turn into a bakery. Lishna Achrina, this is the gears of change. Another Lashon, Ein Lashon Kali, Ella Davar Kalil. The word Kalil means shiny. There would be something shiny, which means that's a pipe made out of iron. It's a shiny pipe, and in the pipe, they would roast it in the pipe. Ha-ketad, how would they do it? Abub shel kloyot payisham. There was a pipe for the barley. Vayimanuka kikivra. It had holes like a sieve. Kadesh hey or sholeit pekulo, so that the fire should be spread out evenly among all the kernels. Then it says abub kaloi geres. The any of that I don't know. If abub kaloi is the first stalk roasted in geres kaloi, or is it roasted after it's ground. So kishara ba'esh hipstick, when it says the word ba'esh, it breaks up. It says abav kolui ba'esh geret. Pipsik inyan. Therefore, what does that mean? Therefore, the aviv is abav kolui, meaning you roast the tvua before you grind it. You roast the tvua before you grind it. Okay? Now, caramel, what does the word caramel mean? Right? What does the word caramel mean? So the Gemara says it's a nutricant. It's a combination of rach v'mol, crushable and soft. Caramel is mal and rach. Caramel, ral and mach. It's an abbreviation. The word caramel is an abbreviation. Believe it or not. You know, besides the Yud Gimel Midos, which nobody says every day, there's another, except for the first word, three words of Shalom and the last one, there's also something called 32 Midos, that the Torah addresses to him. There are 32 Midos, it's found at the end of Parashat of Masechtas Brachos. There are 32 of them. One of them there is Gematria. 30th one is Nutrikum. The 30th one is something called Nutrikum. And believe it or not, we're going to have in a few minutes, a bunch of them. None of them are in Nach. There's a sefer called it's not a sefer, Rishon, the Rash. The Rash says, the Rishon, the Rash says that the reason why this Midah is not one of the Yud Gimel Midot is because it's never used for halacha. So Rashi on him, because you just use it for halacha. Caramel, that's a halacha. The rest of them are not going to be halacha. We're going to have one by Bilam. We're going to have by Elisha Hanavi. That's not halacha. That's a story. We're going to have one. This is by halacha. Exactly what you mean, I don't know. But now we're going to have a few interesting ones. Ready? Chene Womer, it says like this. That there was a famine, right? There was a famine by the times of Elisha. Ish bab the Baal Shalisha. And a guy came from the town of Baal Shalisha. V'yavol Ishol Okid. He came to the man of God. He came to Elisha. Lechem Bikurim. V'esim Lechem Seorim V'Karmel. Bitsiklono. He had bread in his tiklono. What is tiklono? How does the article translate the word tiklono? What? Husks. Right, the bread was in its husks. Right, that's called holy bread. Right, it's in its husks. The Omer, Tein la'am, v'yochlu, ba. Give everyone to eat. The yateklono, they gave us, v'achalnu, v'nove haya. And it was good. Right? So the word tiklono is an abbreviation of Vayatek, Lanu, Vayeklu, Vinavehaya, and it was good. Ask the Gra, what did the Nutrikin add on to the story? The guy came, it was a famine, and he gave everyone food to eat. So yeah, so it was an eight, but they had only had 20, and it was able to feed everybody. So what's the Nutrikin adding? Nothing different in the story. Right? So he says that what the difference is that how much did everyone get already? Everyone got a little bit, and they were all full. That's the Nutrikin. If another lawn, it was fine. We had nothing to eat. He gave us 10 little things. He spread it around to everybody, and it was so sweet. That's what the Nitrigan did. Next, Ba'omer, another example, it says, Nis Alsa, Ba'ohavim. It's talking about somebody who does something improper with another woman, someone else's wife, or a woman is ushered to him. Nis Alsa means they have joy. They have joy, Ba'ohavim, with someone that they love. They're not supposed to be with that person. So, the word Nis Alsa is a funny word. So the Gemara says like this, it's an intriguing. Nasa v'nasa, you cheshbin it out, right? You go back and forth in your head, you do this. V'nale, you do it. V'nishma, and you're happy. V'nishkata, and you sin, ba'ohavim, with someone who you love. Right? So the word nis'ale doesn't just mean joy. It's all built into that word, it's all the cheshbin and gittin before him. Next, v'omer, kanaf renanim, the wing of the renanim birds, nis'alsa, na'alasa. Also, what does that mean as joy? Nose ola, it picks up its young, v'nitzchata, and it deposits it in a safe place. The Omer, and the last one, by Bilam, by the donkey, it says, ki yarat haderech lenegdi, right? The word yarat. What does the word yarat mean? The word yarat means, it's a nutriket of, yirasa, donkey saw, the donkey was afraid, rasa, saw, natasa, and then it decided to go in a different direction. Okay? These are just examples of Nutrikim. Back to the Gemara, the very small Tana, Carmel. What does the word Carmel mean? Carmole, like a full pillow. Meaning, a nice plump piece of barley. Okay? Next is going to be, okay, so it's not hard, it's a little hard. Rabbi Akiva, Mechayev V'chal U'b'maisro. Rabbi Akiva was chayiv in chala and in maisros. So now we're going to have a whole long discussion here about Masiv Rav Sheshes, Gesundheit. I'm sorry. Amar of Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Omer Hoy Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Meruach Hekdish ain't a poter. If Hekdish, if the wheat or the material belongs to Hekdish, when you smooth out the pile, it's one of the stages in getting in going from wheat to food. One of those stages is called meruach. If the meruach takes place during the time of when it's in hektish, again, there's no maaser on hektish. There's no truma on hektish produce. So if I donate hektish, and the gizbar, what's he going to do with that hektish? If I donate wheat, I don't need this wheat. I'm donating it to the Beit HaMikdash. What are they going to do with it? They can sell it. What are they going to do? They're going to make it into bread and then sell it in the street. So they make it into bread. So they're doing the meruach. Who's doing it? The gizbar. The guy who works for the Beit HaMikdash is making it into bread. He does meruach. Then I buy it back. Do I have to do truma and maizers? The answer is yes. Why? Because of Rabbi Akiva. Meruach, hektish, ain't a poter. That doesn't potter you from truma. Why not? That's the wrong stage. Okay, we're going to have what the right stage is in a few minutes. That's the wrong stage. So if the meruach takes place in hektish, it doesn't potter truma. Masav of Sheshet, wait a minute. Moser, we just said in our Mishnah, Moser shalish in halalu, the leftover omer, which they didn't need, right? They made more than they needed for the minchat omer. Why'd they do that? Because they wanted to make it special. They wanted to make it very, very good quality. So they took more than they needed. What did they do with the leftovers? The Mishnah said, Moser shalish in halalu, mahoya osinbo, what'd they do with it? Nifteh, they would redeem it, they would sell it, right? And then anybody can eat it. The chayiv b'chala, it was chayiv in chala, upatim in a maizros. Now, Rabbi Akiva, mechayiv b'chala, uba maizros. Rabbi Akiva said it's chayiv in both. Now, wait a minute. Right? Amru lo, so the chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, right? Podem miyad kizbor yochiyah. Let's say, we just said, I go to the gizbar, and I say to the gizbar, listen, I have so much wheat, I don't need so much. I'm donating it to the Beit HaMikdash. So what did we say? Hapodim miyad gizbar, donating it to the gizbar, right? Yochia will prove that I'm right. The Chachamim say to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Shechayiv b'chala, will put them in a maestro. You're chayiv in chala, and you put them for maestro. Now, you ask yourself, what kind of rye is that? But what are the Chachamim saying to Rabbi Akiva? How could you say How could you say that the leftover omer, yechayiv in ma'aser, but if you donate wheat to the Beit HaMikdash, you punter in ma'aser? What's the answer? The Kiva didn't say, I don't hold like that. Right? The im isa, and if it's true, that what? The meruach hetish ain't a poter, ma'aser amrile. What on earth are the Chachamim saying to Rabbi Akiva? It's the same exact thing. Doesn't make a difference if it's over Omer. It doesn't make a difference if you donate barley. It doesn't make a difference if you donate anything. Rabbi Akiva's sheet is consistent. I hold that you're chayiv and ma'aser. So the Gesundheit. The question is, what on earth were the Chachamim asking Rabbi Akiva? By the way, don't you? But what's basically what the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva was, don't you hold like me? And the answer is no, I don't hold like you. So Rabbi Chachamim asked that to Rabbi Akiva. The whole thing makes no sense. Rabbi Akiva said, "If the leftover Omer, Yechayiv and Ma'aser. Why? He obviously holds that stage of the process is enough to be Mechayiv you and Ma'aser. Sorry, that's the wrong stage of the Ma'aser process. Right? Again, back up. The Chachamim said, you have leftover wheat. What do you do with the leftover wheat? You pose it and you can eat it. You chayiv a ma'aser? Say the Chachamim no. Say Rabbi Akiva yes. Why did Rabbi Akiva say yes? Because whatever stage it was at the Beit HaMikdash, that did not pass to the ma'aser. What? I guess they have a machlokas. What stage is required? So the Chachamim turned to Rabbi Akiva and say, Rabbi Akiva, you don't make any sense. Why? Because why don't you hold like me? Why don't you hold like me? You don't hold like him. Well, you don't hold like me. Right? That's question number one. But also, Ezer of Kahana bar Tachlifa or of Kahana. Another question. It says, Rabbi Akiva Chayef Mechal Uba Maitre. Now we're going to give a reason for Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah didn't give a reason. What did the Mishnah say? Chayef. Here, but here we have a Bryce that gives the reason. Why? Lefi Shelo Nitnu Mos Elu Tzarech Lehem. Rabbi Akiva says it's like this. When they collected money for the Omer, when they cut the Omer, it was done out tonight that only the part that will be used for the Omer is going to be Kodesh. But all the leftovers, it's not even Kodesh to begin with. Never had a din of Kedusha, there's no redeeming, there's nothing. Never had, it was never Kodesh to begin with. It was always Kodesh. Only the part you're going to use for the Omer, that's the only Kodesh part. That's how very, very hair-splitting, right? It's hair-splitting, I grant you. But to give you help. What are you telling me you redeem? You don't point out you don't have to redeem anything. You have a bucket of Omer, right? They shave off the top, they make it, what's the rest of it? The rest of it was always full. It was never Kodesh. It was built in that way. How could you be a Kiva say that? How could you say? Rav Kahana started off by making a statement. Rav Akiva held, Meruach Hektish ain't a poter. The answer is, you're right. Amar, El Amar B'Yochanan, Talmud Aruch, Hayyad B'Piv, Shor B'Akiva. We have a whole story here in front of B'Akiva. In other words, if B'Akiva said that, he said that. Shlomit Numot, El Alatzarech Lehen. The money was only given for those that are needed. Okay? In other words, Sheshit can't be correct. Sheshit started off and making a whole big statement. They can't be correct. Okay? Rabbi Akiva never held that. Therefore, all the questions on Rabbi Akiva are not questions. We're up to Amar Rava. We're in Samach Rava Mabay. We're behind. Amar Rava. Did I tell you, 15 lines from the bottom? 12 lines from the bottom? Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Pshitali, it's Pasha to me, Demeruach Hektish Poter. That if Hektish owns the property, Hektish owns the wheat, when Meruach is done, there is no Chiyav of Maitre. No. What do you mean? No. So at what stage did it give ma'aser? Not when it was in stalks. There's no chiyuv then. Too early. So what stage did it give ma'aser? So meruach is the stage you have to give ma'aser. When you make it into a pile. At that stage, it didn't belong to anybody. It belonged to the Beit HaMikdash. There's no chiyuv of ma'aser. Now I buy it back. I buy it from Hektish. I don't have to give ma'aser. That's a halacha. Okay? Meruach Hektish, Poter. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, who said what? That when you get the leftover Omer, you have to give Meiser. Lokam Machayev Hasam, the only reason was, Ella, because, like we just said, Shalom Nitnu Mos, Ella Lutzaraklehem. Because you never made that rest of that, you never made the rest of that wheat, the rest of that barley, into Kodesh. See, people are what? You went down to the field the night after Pesach, and you took a bucket, three people, a whole production, you cut off all this barley, you brought it all back to the Beit HaMikdash. You made a huge pile of barley, fine flour, you're going to be mocked with the carbon omer. How much of that flour was used to mock up the carbon omer? Not all of it. So whatever part of it you used to mock up the carbon omer, what happened to the rest of it? So the Mishnah says the rest of it you gave to a person, you can give to anybody. You can dispose of it, sell it to individual people, and then they can eat it. It's all chulin. Do you have to give machala on that? Everyone held yes. Do you have to give meiser on that? So that was a machlokas. The Chachamim said no. Rabbi Akiva said yes. Why did Rabbi Akiva say yes? Rabbi Akiva said yes because when he had the bucket, Rabbi Akiva held, and I had to do this, Rabbi Akiva held, that the only part of the bucket that had any kedusha was the part that was going to be brought as the carpet. The rest of the bucket never had kedusha at all. Never had kedusha at all. Never belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. It always belonged to individual people. Kind of a mitzvah. Okay? Says Rava, at what stage do you have to give Meiser? At the stage of Beruach, when it's smoothed out. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees with that. How come Rabbi Akiva held that you have to give Meiser on the Omer? Because the Meiser on the Omer was never Kodesh. The only part that was Kodesh was the part that was going to be brought. The rest of the bucket never had a din of Kedusha. It was all built in. We're going down to the Omer. We're going to gather much more than we need. We're going to use a whole. We don't need so much. We're going to get it anyway. So whatever we don't use, that's never had a din of Kedusha. Never had a din of Kedusha. There's no patur of Meiser. Make sense? Make sense. Good? Okay, good. Now, Aval, Meruach Hektish, Ba'alma, Poter. But in the general case, whenever Hektish does the stage of Meruach, that's going to pass to you in Meiser. Why? That's the din. Okay? Now, Meruach Ovid Kochavim, what about Meruach of a Goy? The big machlok is what this means. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Umishal Ovid Kochavim, Rashi says Kigon, for example. Halokeach min ha'Ovid Kochavim. If you buy wheat from a Goy, or grain, any grain from a Goy, Dikat Savar, Ein Kinyin la'Ovid Kochavim be'Eretz Yisrael, la'Kia Miyad Meiser. This town holds, let's say a guy owns a field. Is that field chayiv meiser? It's a machloka. It's a machloka. Why? This goes into the head of the mechira issue. It's a machloka. Why is it a machloka? Because the machloka is, if a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, does he really own it? He owns it. He only has a deed. He bought it. Is the produce on that land chayiv and shumor meiser? It's a machloka about that. Can a guy own the land? Now, a guy's not chayiv and shumor. The guy doesn't give truma. It's not one of the shepherds of Bnei Noah. Does the guy have to give truma? The issue is, that's exactly the issue. Does the land require the truma or the owner? Okay, so is that, here he says, the land requires, not the owner. I don't care if it's a guy. So now, Meruach Ove Kochavim. The guy did Meruach. The guy did, others argue, others say that you had a guy do it to you. Okay, and he's not Jewish. He has no chiyuv. So that's the way out of it. We'll get seen in a minute. People used to do that. You give it to the guy to get out of the mitzvah. That's the chief. To get out of the mitzvah, they hear the guy do it. So Rashi doesn't hold it there. Rashi holds that the guy owns the field. The guy works. He lives in Israel. He owns bought a field. He's working in the field, right? Now, he did the Meruach. Now, you buy it from him. You have to give him now. The Meruach was done by a guy. A guy belonged to a guy. So Meruach over to Chavim. Tanayi. So my focus tonight about that. Why? Tanya. Tormin. Mishal Yisrael, Al Shal Yisrael. I can take truma from my produce before for your produce because we're both Jews. Mishal Ovde Kachavim, Al Shal Ovde Kachavim. One guy to another guy. Mishal Kusim, Al Shal Kusim. One Kusi for another Kusi. Mishal Shal Kol Adam, Al Shal Kol Adam. Any person for any other person. If you're a Meir Yehuda, that's a Meir Yehuda Shita. Why? because a guy is irrelevant. A guy can't get you out of Tuma. I can transfer mine for yours, yours for mine, a Jew for a guy for a Jew. They're all transferable. Why? Because everyone's in the same chiyuv. Why? Because the Tuma of a guy doesn't stop you from giving off Mitzvah. So if I have my own pile, and then I buy the guy's pile, I'll give Mitzvah from my pile today. But I'm going to in other words, I have two piles now. I've got to give double the amount. I'll give it off my pile. The guy's pile was better. I'll save that for myself. You can do that. Why? Because his chiyuv is still on you. Right? If now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they don't hold like that. Not at all. No. Tarmin, Mishal Yisrael, Al Shal Yisrael. Umishal of the Kachavim, Al Shal Al Shal Kutsim. Umikutsim, Al Shal of the Kachavim. Avalomi, Tvu Shal Yisrael, Al Shal the Kachavim, Shal Kutsim. You can't transfer your chiyuv on a guy's produce. Below Shal of the Kachavim, Shal Kutsim, Al Shal Yisrael. You can't transfer a guy's on yours and yours on a guy's. Why? Because when a guy does meruach, when a guy smooths it out, there's no chiyuv on my son, that tua. There's no more chiyuv. Okay? Now, another halacha. Gilgal, now we're talking about, that was about two. Maybe the Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan. The machloka. How do we hold? The machloka. The machloka. Right, that's one of the machlokas about the Hatzim Machira, right? When a guy owns the land, does he really own it? Right? Is the land on you or is the land on the land? Does the land have to rest, or is the land that belongs to a Jew has to rest? That's a big machlokas. Right? So they make them. They hold, so it goes on the owner. So if the guy owns it, they continue working. It's a machlokas. Now, another halacha. Now that was all that Shumas and Maizel. Now we're gonna talk about challah. What's halacha of challah? Challah, so it's already dough. Maizel before it turns into dough. Now it's going to be dough. So now, Gilgal Hekdesh, what is it? Gilgal means mixing, meaning kneading. When you mix the dough and the water, that's the stage where you're chayiv and challah. That's the stage. Before that, it's not challah. When you make it, add water, and you make challah. So Gilgal Hekdesh, what if that was done by Hekdesh? Hekdesh had wheat, they made flour out of it, now they're making dough out of it, now they add water, now they're going to make cake, they're making challah. So is the chayiv, is there a chiyuv and challah here? The answer is no. Why? Because the Gilgal was done by Hekdesh. Hekdesh doesn't have a chiyuv and challah. Gilgal Hekdesh, Patzer. It's none. We went to the Mishnah and challah. Hekdisha, Isasa, if the Hekdesh had the dough. If a woman donates Hekdesh, she donates the dough, Adshelo Gilgala, before there was any meeting, before the mixing of the water and the flour, right? Then, after she does that, she comes home, she tells her husband, by the way, I donated the dough. What? You donated the dough? You get a big fight. So she runs back to the Beit HaMikdash, Upidasa, and she redeems it. Right? What's the halacha? Chayeves, she's chayev to give challah. Why? Because at the time of the kneading, the dough was holy. Misha Gilgala, if after she kneaded it, then she donated it, then upadata, then she redeemed it, again chayeves, she's also chayev. Why? Because again, she kneaded it in her kitchen. Then she brought it over to the Beit HaMikdash, so she kneaded it in her kitchen. It was kneaded in chulin, it's chayev and challah. Then she donated it. It doesn't change anything. Hekdisha, but if she donates it, Adshlo Gilgala, before she needed it, the Gilgala had Gizpar, and the Beit HaMikdash they needed. Then, Bachakach Pedata, then she redeemed it. Petura, she's Pater. Why? Shevishat Chovasa, at the moment of Chiyav, Haitza Petura, it was Pater. Very good, very good. Boy, Rava, Boy Rava. Rava asked, Gilgal Ovid Kochavim Mai. What's the story if a guy does the kneading? What's the story there? Same story? Already, there's a little bit of a different thing because it has nothing to do with the land anymore. What if a guy does the kneading? So, Masnish and Tanan. What? Yeah, let's say your dough. Or not. Or better yet. No. Not your dough. The guy needs it, and you buy it. So do you have a chiyuv to give challah now? We from Eretz Yisrael, was chala even a chutzlar. So do you have a chiv on chala? The guy does all the work. So matnisa tanan. There's a mission about that. The mission of chala. What does it say? Gershin is gayer. Gershin is gayer. Funny word. Funny way to say. Gershin is gayer. V'haisa lo isa. He had dough. Nasid. He made the dough. Achelon is gayer, but he was still a guy. Right? Putter. Why? Because when a guy does the Gilgal, there's no chiyuv in challah. Right? However, Mishan is gayer, after he became a ger, right, he comes back from mikvah. First thing, he comes back from the rizmila. The first thing he does is he's busy with the dough. So if he does that, then chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. Why chayiv? Because the kneading was done by when he was a Jew. What do you see from here? That when a guy does the kneading, there's no chayiv of challah. Safek, you're not sure, chayiv, you're chayiv. Why? Because it's a doraisa, and safek doraisa l'chumra. Ha, man katani la. Who said that? Who said this? You bought it from him. You bought it from him. By the way, let's say you buy a complete challah. Did you have challah on that? No. There's no chayiv of challah. So what if you bought it when he needed it already? Okay, oh! But that's the question. What if you bought wheat from him? Of course you are. Why? Because the kneading was done by you. So what if he did the kneading? So that's the cut. So the answer is, what, he does the kneading. That's the cutoff. There's no chayiv challah. Haman katani la, who said that? The Gemara said, Sifri HaKol, everybody said that. Afilu Rameyer Rabbi Huda, the Machayev Hasam. Even Rameyer and Rabbi Huda, who said that a guy owning wheat does not pater you from Truus and Maestrus. Truus and Maestrus, different story. Different story, you're right. Even they hold, even this Machmer by Shiloh and Sevim, the Machlokes, which story with Truma of a guy, even though Machmer over here, even here they agree that if the guy does the kneading, there will be no chiv and chal. Why? Patri hacha, they're going to be patri here. Why? Hasam, over there, over where? By the case of wheat, by the case of Trumas and Maestrus, Hadiksev, it says, Degoncha. Yetzera. There's an extra word, degoncha. Why? It says, Lotzucha lecha b'sharecha maitre degoncha. And it says, V'yachalsal sen Hashem alakecha maitre degoncha. Right? So there's a bunch of psukim over there. Miyot achar miyot. Two miyot. Degoncha has to be your wheat. Degoncha has to be your wheat. Ein miyot achar miyot el l'rabos. So there's two miyotim, which turns into a ribui. We don't understand why that is, but it just is that way. Afilu optik achavim. Even the wheat that belongs to a guy. But over here, right, it says, Shrei Zimni Arito Sechem. It says the word Arito Sechem twice. Why? It says one place, Mereshit Arito Sechem, and then it says the next pasuk, Mereshit Arito Sechem, Chad Arito Sechem, Kidei Isachem, right? That one Arito Sechem is to tell you the sheer of how much dough you have. It has to be isachem, your bread. What shear is that? What that means? The chad arito seichem and another arito seichem means below isas ofi kochavim, below isas hektish. But not you, not a guy, and not hektish. Ask the Rashba. Why don't we say ein miyut achar miyut el rabbis? What's going on here? Arito seichem, arito seichem. Says it twice. By the goncha, we said, the goncha has to be yours. The goncha has to be yours. You want to know why he says it twice? It doesn't have to be yours, even the guys. Now, when it comes to Arisa Seichem, all of a sudden, the Gemara, oh, Arisa Seichem, only yours, not those of the guys. So, you hear that, Kasha? Okay, I'm not sure what he answered. I underlined it, but I don't understand what he, I didn't understand last night when I was going over it, I don't understand it now. What he said, because apparently there are three degonchas, one is including the guy, and one is including. That's a very complicated answer. That's a good question. I don't know the answer. Now, so what do you see from there? What do you see from what we just said? Everybody agrees. Even the ones that are machmir by tshuva, by meiser and truma, agree that by chal is different. Why? Different limudim from the sukkah. Everybody agrees to that. Even those that are machmir, from Mary Yehuda, are machmir by tshuva, by meiser. that the goy of a, if a goy did miruah, you're chayiv in truma, they will agree that if a goy does the kneading, you're putter in maizah. You're putter in chal. Oh, Dil, maybe no. Maybe no. Maybe. Rabbi Yosef or Shimon Katanila. Maybe it's only the same mekilim, the same mekilim by maizah of the same mekilim over here by chal. The kapatri. Avel were mayor of Yehuda. Gomri, gracious mehasam. Right? But Rameir and Yehuda, the ones that are machmir by Tzvua, are also going to be machmir here. I don't know. They weren't sure. Amar Rava. Rava's going to say something so startling. Amar Rava. Yehi Rava da achez yevichelma. Yehi ratzon that I should get the answer in a dream. Yehi ratzon that I should get the answer in a dream. You hear that? We have time to talk about that. Unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about that. Maybe we could spend 1 minute on that. Says over here, what's the story with that? Right? Is that good to do that even? Ask for the answer to Torah in a dream? Can you even do such a thing? Right? Beis HaLevi, the Brit HaLevi says, we have a statement in the Gemara, the different halomos came mylan vein moridim. We don't care about dreams. So, the Shach says that what? There was once a case where one of the Bali Tosfos had a dream. We don't pass like him. We don't pass like dreams. That, one second, he says over here, the Ravan, the Rikanti, the Rashbash, and the Radbaz all hold that the only time you don't hold from a dream is if it's an individual issue. But if it's a psak for Klal Yisrael, you can rely on the dream. The Ravan is for himself. What's the halakha? Should I buy that stock? Should I not buy that stock? Hashem, come to me in the dream and tell me. Right? Is my wife Anita? Is she not Anita? Come tell me in the dream. That doesn't work. But for Klal Yisrael, maybe it works. Interesting. I mean, Rabbi did. What Rabbi said. Hashem, give me a dream. Tell me the right answer. Right? Dreams don't work. No, dreams don't work for you. But for Klal Yisrael, maybe they work. Interesting. Okay. Amar Rava. Hada Amar Rava. Then Rava says like this. Manda Amar Beruach HaVekachav and Pater. Who's the one who held that Meruach Obe Kochavim is Pater? Who said that if a goy does Meruach, it's Pater? The two Mekilim, Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon. Gilgal Obe Kochavim Pater. Then the same story is by Chala. Man the Amar, Meruach Obe Kochavim ain't a Pater, the Machmirim. Then Gilgal Obe Kochavim ain't a Pater, the Machmirim. It's a very consistent opinion. If you hold the goy's Meruach is Chayiv in Truma, then you're going to hold the goy's Gilgal is Chayiv in Chala. If you hold it's not, then you hold it's not. They go hand in hand. Now, we're going to answer 5 questions. They go hand in hand. They don't go hand in hand. Eitzei Rav Papa L'Rava. Rav Papa asked Rava the following question. Obi Kochavim, a goy, shehifrish. He designates a sheep for pidyon petach hamor. Hifrish petach hamor. Or, the chala. Or, he designates chala for his dough. Modiin otso, we tell him, shehu pater. Okay? We tell him he's putter. Why? Because a guy is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of pidyon petach hamor. A guy is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of chala. He doesn't have to keep those mitzvahs. Right? V'chalaso, and his chala, ne'echelet l'zarim. Anybody can eat that. Why? Because it's nothing. A guy can't give chala. The guy says, oh, I mean, makosh chala. Only the kohen can eat that. That's ridiculous. Anybody can eat that. U'petach hamor, and the petach hamor, gozes, you could shear it, oved bo, you could work it. Things you normally can't do to the sheep that was the designation for the petach hamor. Why? It has a little bit of kedusha. You can't work it like a slave animal. You got to treat it with a little respect. Why? It has kedusha. It doesn't really have kedusha. It's transfer, whatever. However, truma so asura. But the truma taka is asur. Why? Because the meruach of a guy doesn't pass to you. What do you see? There's a split. By the Meruach, they held, not by the Chal, they held, yes. Rabbi, you said it goes hand in hand. Rava, you had a dream. You said it goes hand in hand. That's not true. Right? V'ahai Tana, the Meruach of the Chavim ain't a potter. The Meruach will not potter you from Truma. The Gilgal of the Chavim potter, but the Gilgal does potter you. The Ode also, Ace Ravina L'Rava. Another Kash on you, Rava. This is from Chal, it's a Sefton Chal. It says, Chal of the Chavim, if a Chal of a guy, Ba'aret, in Eretz Yisrael, Utruma so, or the Truma, B'chutz la'aretz, in Chutz la'aretz, Medino so, we tell him, by the way, Shehu Pater. Truman in Chutz Laaretz, there's just no such thing. Challah of a guy, no such thing. Chalasso, ne'achalas of Zarim, the challah can be eaten by anybody, no such thing as challah by a guy. Utrumaso, eno madad. Right? And a truma will not asser a mixture. Meaning, not truma. Right? Ha, trumaso ba'aret, will make a deal. What if the truma was from Eretz Yisrael? What if the truma was from Eretz Yisrael? Of a guy. Asura. Right? Umida. It'll be asur, and they'll also even make a mixture of asur. But hi tana, wait a minute. The amar ruach of a gachav ain't a potter. The ruach of a gachav is not potter. Gilgal of a gachav and potter. What's going on here? The Gemara answers, midirabanon. No. The chayiv and truma is dirabanon. Why? Xer bishom bali kiftim. Where it's a xer for the rich people. What are the rich people going to do? They're going to get rid of all their truma and give it to the guy. And they have to give truma. Why? It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the guy. So to get out of that issue, we've made a gzeira. No. Guy have to give truma too. So if guy have to give truma too, ihachi afilu chala nami, even chala also. The answer is chala. You can get out of giving chala yourself. How? Bake small loaves. You don't have enough of a shear. So the Gemara says afilu chala nami. So the Gemara says no. After the afila pachos michamesh revoyim kamach ba'ot. You can make the loaves small. We'll stop at the Mishnah. You can make the loaves small, and if you make the loaves small, you get out of challah yourself. How are you getting out of truma yourself? So Gemara says, I have a way out of truma yourself. Truma nami. Same thing by truma. Efshar the avid law, because Ravoshia. You can do Ravoshia shtick. Not Ravoshia shtick. Ravoshia came up with a shtick. How are you getting out of truma? How? Ravoshia, don't Ravoshia. Mar mother al swatu. A guy can get out of truma. How? Machnisa b'motshala. He's going to bring the truma into his house, still in the chair. And then, Kadesha al tehe the hemto ochelet. It's mutter for the animal to eat that, but upatur mena meiser, pata for meiser, inami or the ayala derech gagos derech karfifa. You can bring your shoe in through the skylight. The halacha has to come through the front door. You bring it through the skylight, you're going to be pata in truma. So I can get out of truma anyway. Why are you making it there on the rich people? They're going to give it to a guy. You're making guy in high of truma. Pidrabanan, I can get out of truma without the guy. The answer is, how are you getting out of truma without the guy? You're going to bring it through your skylight. You're going to have the neighbors watch that. Pretty embarrassing. It's pretty embarrassing. You know what? Hasa before Hatya. But in public, you're going to get out of truma. The whole neighborhood watching you. The newspaper comes, the photographer, take pictures of you, try and get out of giving truma. That's never going to happen. You're not going to do it. What do? You make a deal on the side with the gut. That you'll do. Right? Amazing. The Gemara knows everybody. The Gemara knows people. Ha, before Hatya. Zila be milsa. That's beneath you. You're not going to be caught doing that. And by the way, same thing about challah. What, you're baking in your kitchen? Nobody knows. Making small loaves to get out of challah. Nobody's going to know that. Right? It comes when you invite the guests, how can the small loaf? Oh, because we're on a diet. So we make small loaf. Nobody's going to know. Right? Hacha, betina. But when it comes to the telling it to a guy, that's in private. It's in you and the guy. Lo zila ba milta. There's no embarrassment. The business. I'm in business with the guy. Well, business. Everything's business. When it comes to business, there's no issue. Everything's mutter. So because of that issue, you're never going to take the tour through your roof. Everyone's going to watch you. They're going to laugh at you. Right? What kind of cheapskate you are. Getting out of mitzvahs, right? That you'll never do. But to give to the guy, that you will do. That's in private. Nobody knows. Therefore, we made a gzeir on that. The guy will have to give truma. Why? Because we're afraid that the rich people are going to get out of truma. Chala, there's no issue. Do it in your kitchen. Nobody's going to know. All right? So we'll stop here. We're pretty much caught up. We'll stop here at the Mishnah, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.